Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number four, the G-Bag Nation quitting time on a Friday. You know what time it is. It's time for that one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. Why do I have a line open? Shout out to the great Arnie Spanier. First, we go around the broadcast position. We talk about what we are drinking and thinking, and then we're going to get to your phone calls here in just a minute. Still working on my first 20-ounce Diet Coke of the day, Lucius. I don't know what's going on over here, but I just haven't been compulsively sipping on it, so I got some catching up to do in the Diet Coke department. I'm thinking about the Mavericks and Klay Thompson, Daniel Gafford for LeBron James, maybe throwing a one. That's what's seriously in my mind right now. Like, is there any way this could come together where you could still win with Kyrie and AD? I know Nico would have been trying to pull this off. I either want them to do that or lose every game the rest of the season. You know, I'm a simple man. I either want a tank or a championship, and anything in the middle is engagement farming for profit from our pro sports teams. But from the lighter side of sports, I actually have another Mavs note for you. Don't know if you saw this. Former Mavs 3-and-D expert Reggie Bullock, part of that team that made the run to the West Finals a few years back,
yeah,
before losing to Golden State. Dude has his own island.
I seen this.
That's great.
That is awesome.
It's off the coast of Belize. I don't know, what's it look like, about 400 yards by 200 yards, something like that?
Yeah, like 3-4 acres, something like that. It feels like that.
And you can drive your boat right into the middle of it, and so it's got like a coastline in the middle and a coastline on the outside. He's got some cool cabanas and some buildings and a basketball
court.
Is it
a vacation place, or is he just living there?
You can rent it out. Rent it out as a vacation spot. Apparently some like international podcaster people have rented it out so they can go hang out there and be like, yeah, we're on a private island doing our show.
It had to be expensive with the plumbing and all that electric, everything you had to hook up to get on the grid.
I wonder how, you know, but I guess it ran him $3.5 million. Like, they had a price tag on it. That seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Own island off Belize.
Sure.
You know, which is a comfortable place to live, apparently, for Americans that are looking for somewhere else to go internationally. It's got a lot of good going on down there in Belize. But
does he have an airstrip or something? Or
no, looks like you're pulling up on a boat. Looks like maybe you got to take a boat from the mainland, or maybe I don't know. I don't think you can land a chopper on that. Maybe you could.
So you'd think he has a spot where you can land a chopper. That might be kind of interesting.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, you can Google it up. That's what I'm drinking and thinking about. Oh, also the Oklahoma State women's coach last night, J.C. Hoyt, called a timeout when her team scored their 67th point, so everybody in the audience could do the 6-7 thing, and I thought that was pretty cool.
It's all over the place, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in every game right now. As soon as they get to 67.
Yeah, the crowd going crazy.
Yeah, they go crazy. Well,
she banged a timeout. Her assistant coaches were doing it. All 1,500 people or so that were in the arena were doing it as well. So I guess that's a good recruiting move. Brian, what are you drinking and what are you thinking?
Yeah, I am actually currently drinking some green tea, iced tea, is what I'm doing. And I've gotten kind of addicted to this stuff.
Yeah.
But I like at the old studio, I had a way to make it because of our ice machine the way it was. And now I have to kind of like go through the ice bags and stuff like that. And it's, you know, it's transferring from
trying
one glass.
Trying to crunch it with the scooper and not look ridiculous out there in front of the salespeople.
Yeah, just crazy, you know. And then I couldn't find like the, I need to get my plastic glasses that I had. So I had to go with the actual real glass because we ran out of other glasses.
So now you got
to
wash a dish.
I got to wash the dish, which I don't have a problem with. But hey, I'm grateful to have green tea, iced tea. And what I'm thinking is, like, my LSU team is playing Arkansas. We've come to the point now where, like, a bad Arkansas team and a bad LSU team are going to go at it tomorrow at 11:45. And the sooner this season can get over and the sooner we can figure out who this next head coach is, my love of that university is just every year it tests me even more.
Now, how are you doing right now? Are you still going to be locked in?
To the game tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'll probably have it on the radio.
I'll have it on the radio.
David Hellman and I usually are very locked in. We like text during the game and stuff. And he's told Carm, his fiance there in Chicago, that if you want to plan something on Saturday, it's okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, just go ahead and plan. So if you got something for me to do that we need
brunch.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing? I got an invitation to his wedding. It's actually in Italy.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I make it to Italy for this thing? But excited for him. But, yeah, LSU football, I'm just kind of ready for the season to be over.
Sounds like you guys are like me. Yeah. Are we going for a championship? If not, season's basically over. Don't care how many games are left. Don't care how many games you win. I think Jerry looks at every game like, we got to put on a great show for the fans. Who are these fans that are locked into a meaningless Week 10 game when your team's not even in the playoff picture?
Well, I hope they're locked into our podcast is what we're doing.
We're talking about team building.
Yeah,
and the issues, the draft.
I mean,
Much more interesting than the actual game when you're under 500.
We are about to pivot this thing. If in fact that they don't go and play well against the Raiders, and all of a sudden, but I'm going to be ready. And like I say, I'm ready for the content on not only our station but other things that we do.
Yes, and I'm loving it. I'm loving the Crown Global stuff, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You and Botch and the guys are crushing it. Lucius and the Pimp Cup. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Shoot, I've had Americanos today. Had a whole lot of water today. So that's what I'm drinking. Wish I had some tequila on deck. I get that on the way home.
What's the scouting report on the burger from downstairs?
Burger was decent. I'll get another one. It's a good burger. Good, nice buns. It wasn't cheap on the buns.
Okay.
The meat feels
flat
like
flat top cooked. Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The meat feels like it came from like the restaurant Depot.
Okay.
But I'm not mad at it. Put a little salt and pepper on there for me next time.
Try one of those too.
It was good, man.
All right.
Man, I had three In-N-Out burgers on my way to the studio this week. I'm thinking.
I thought you were going to say today, bro.
He's saying it takes an hour to get to work. I think you're stopping off and having some lunch.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely have three of these days, and I don't know.
Those In-N-Outs are good.
It's just so easy. It's right off my exit.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm coming into work. There's In-N-Out Burger. How do you say no?
I love me some Whataburger. My favorite.
Me too.
My favorite. But
it's the only way it can be better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thinking.
So you guys were complaining about how the studio smelled like butt crack the other day.
Yeah.
Locker room.
Whatever they did, now it smells like butt crack in here in the Pimp Cup.
We pushed it your way.
Yeah, you did. So it kind of embarrassed me when people walk in. I just want to let them know, hey, that's not me, fam. I'll let you know that's not me. That's not your boy.
Yeah. I know. There is something weird with the circulation or something. Brand new room.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of smelled like a mix of butt crack and stale sweat. It smelled like a locker room in here.
Yeah.
Like we're getting ready for an NFL game and everybody's, evacuating the pipes before they step on the field. Okay, it's time at 877-881-1053 to see what you guys are drinking and thinking at the end of really a massive sports week here across the Metroplex. A lot of stuff to react to. Lucius, where are we going first?
Let's go to Black and Gold B. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
What's going on, G-Bag Nation? When I'm driving home right now, so I got a bottle of water. But once I get to the house, I got a couple of cold Miller Lights in the fridge. I'm going to crack open.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that, man, I've tortured myself every Sunday, almost every Sunday this week by watching the Saints games. Yeah. There's only been two games that I've missed. One was for my wife's cousin's birthday lunch, and then last weekend we had my son's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. So you can guess the only two games I've missed were the two victories we have this season. So it's terrible, man. But But I can promise you, man, I guess I'm a sucker for pain. I'm a fool for the pain because I'll be back next Sunday watching the Saints again. Luckily, we got a bye week this week, so I ain't got to watch a lot this week. But, yeah, I'll be back next week watching it again. And the song I'm going to recommend is Nobody's Fool, and that's by Cinderella. Y'all have a great weekend, fellas.
Sounds like a great tune. Cinderella, one of those underrated bands from the 80s we've been talking about. And, yeah, Saints fans, you'll always have, what was that, week two? Week two of 2024, won the Super Bowl over there at AT&T Stadium.
They had a parade.
had a parade, brought the band out. And since then, it has been just one massive trend down. Tyler Shuck got out of the cellar of your quarterback rankings, though. There's actually quarterbacks ranked worse than him right now. I don't know. I think I'd still be looking for using this top 10 pick, top 5 pick on a new one. Lucius, who's next?
Let's see here. Oh, shoot. It's on the paperwork. Dio in Dallas. What are you drinking? What you thinking, sir?
Hey, I'm just drinking some water. And what I'm thinking is, Bronis, I got a question for you, actually. When Overshawn gets back, I'm really hoping that Eberflus can start. You know how Michael was in, like on third down, he'll line up over the center.
Right.
And he'll kind of like blitz on there. I'm really hoping that Eberflus can take advantage of Overshawn and his speed and kind of use him in that Michael role on third down.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
No, absolutely. I think there's a lot of things. I mean, you could. The one thing you can do is, as we all know, you can move him around. I mean, just go back and watch that Philadelphia game last year. I mean, and the Eagles, one of the best offensive lines, and they had a problem with him. A-gap blitz, edge blitz, delay blitz, you name it. And I just wonder, you know, first game back, I don't know if you want to show – you can naturally beat these guys up, the Raiders, just with your pass rush, hopefully with the four. But and just get him acclimated again. Don't show Philadelphia or Kansas City anything very much that maybe exotics you might do. But I totally agree with you the way you can use him. There's no question about that.
He's just a ball hunter. A big play guy.
Yeah.
I think he had 5 sacks last year, Todd Archer told us, last hour.
Yeah.
So he can help the pass rush. He can help the run defense. He's going to just make plays, hopefully splash plays that turn games around. I think that's maybe your best chance of beating Detroit or Kansas City here in 2-3 weeks is getting enough of those Overshawn, Ezeraku, maybe Deron Bland type of big plays to turn a contest on its head that you might be losing the War of the Trenches in. But, yeah, this is exciting. And coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll get you the C-Note, Cowboys News of the evening. Evening, Overshawn, Revel, all the guys talking to reporters today at length about their returns or their debuts, as is the case with Logan Wilson and Quinnen Williams. Where are we going next, L.A.?
Polo, you in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Polo?
Man, I'm up here drinking some of my girl Kool-Aid she just made a little while ago. Say hey, baby.
Hey.
I got a question for Bartis here. I know you kind of down about your LSU Tigers. I'm down about my Cowboys. Everybody keep on calling in, talking about we need to do this, do that to win. We don't need to win another doggone game. We need to get a better draft pick.
Sure.
The season's over with.
Sure.
I'm sorry for all these Cowboy lovers. I love the Cowboys, too. But we just dumb. We're not going to win anything. I don't know why y'all trying to get to the playoffs. For what? For us to get embarrassed or blown out again? No, we need to get a better draft pick. I'm hoping Green. Yeah, tell the bud. You remember when your old son said, yeah. and the Packers, I'm rooting for everybody to beat the Packers because we need their pick. It's like Green Bay having a down year. I don't care about Michael Parsons. I'm glad he's gone. And another thing, Anthony Davis, I'm tired of you sitting on the sideline looking like a supermodel. Everybody go, Doug, you want to jump up. You got energy to jump up. Why you ain't got energy to play? You want to jump up a couple of – they didn't want to blame Texas Barkley for you being fat. Now you just don't want to be in Dallas. Let's be real. Everybody in America hates the city of Dallas. Nobody want to play for on our teams. Let's stay homegrown. SMU, y'all better come on tomorrow against what's they call Louisville. And another thing, Bronis, I got a question for you. You want to coach at LSU? What about Louisville coach and South Florida's coach? Now, y'all not going to get Rick Lashley from SMU. What's up on y'all, Coach Bronis? I'll see y'all next year in the Bayou Bengals fall. Bye.
Salute. There he goes, Polo.
Yeah, I tell you what, SMU – that Rhett Lashley, though, he's done a great job at SMU. I don't know any reason why you would leave SMU with what's going on. You've proved you can get in the playoffs with the program. But he's an Arkansas guy. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, Tyson's Food, Walmart, all those people come and knock on that door and make it completely worth his while.
Back to SMU. Trying to solve their problems.
Yep.
Hope it works better for them this time, but I really hope SMU gets to keep their guy.
Yep.
And why do you want them to win? I get it. I don't really, you know, care that much about making the playoffs because they'd likely be roadkill. But if they could go 6-2, 7-1, I might believe in them, Polo. And this defense is coming around. But I just want to see them beat the Raiders, the Giants, and the Commanders. Because if you would lose those games and lose out, it would just say what you have here on this team right now completely sucks. And it would give us no reason to believe that 2026 could be better. I guess I'm already in next season mode. Mm-hmm. And 6-10-1 would still get you a great pick. That's probably pick 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Who's next, LA?
Polo is hilarious.
He is.
Say hi, hon.
Can you help me?
That's enough.
Yeah. Poor lady made Kool-Aid for him, and he's just like, yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Harrison, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Say, man, hey, man, I'm drinking a little lemonade. I'm thinking black and yellow, black and gold, we don't give a damn about the Saints. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Dallas Cowboy Nation, baby, since 76. Polo, was that Rofuscia from Norbert? It sounded like it.
Oh, God.
But anyway, I'm going to get to this here. The Cowboys, I'm not big on Evil Flu still. I look at the improvements that Chicago's made, took their coach 1 year to come in there and make a difference. Coaching has got to be mandatory in Dallas. I would have fired Eberflus 2 games ago, brought in Rex Ryan, and let him groom or train somebody to lead the defense going forward. Eberflus is not the answer, guys. Look at the improvement Chicago has made. He had an opportunity, had a head coaching job up there. He made crucial mistakes. We can go back and point timeouts, crucial mistakes as a coach. He's not a good coordinator, man. So I'm not seeing the improvement. They may do a little better, but I'm not seeing a big difference until we change the coaching. I'll hang up and listen.
There he goes. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that call. You know, I was tough on Eberflus to begin with because I felt like there was a lot of issues happening. But the more the season has played out, the more I just think that the talent was the issue. And you mentioned Ben Johnson up there in Chicago. I mean, they have Luther Burden and Roma Dunze and a third weapon. The tight end is good. I mean, they really have some great weapons. They reinvested in their offensive line to allow Ben Johnson's like vision or coaching ability to really take hold. But I'm not going to hold Eberflus' feet to the fire because he did a great job with Indianapolis. The Bears were up until last year headed in the right direction, at least defensively. And I don't believe Eberflus is a good head coach, but I don't think any coordinator is good enough to win without good players. And the Cowboys have probably had the worst combination of linebacker, safety, corner of any team in the NFL. And then their edges were pretty impotent here for the first 6 weeks or so of the season. So it's just coming online now. I would say if you're super anti-Eberflus, suspend that and see what happens here over the next 8 games before we make a final decision. Where are we going next, L.A.?
Rich in Fort Worth, what do you drink? By the way, Rasputia from Norbit?
Yeah, I didn't Google get that reference.
Yeah, you got to Google that up. That's pretty awful.
I wouldn't want beef with Polo.
Oh, bro.
I'll get after you every Friday.
All right, yeah. Rich in Fort Worth, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
What's going on, fellas? Drinking a little Whistle Pig Neat, feeling the nice warm and fuzzies. I'm thinking, Gavin, I haven't seen you in a while, brother. Last time I seen you, I was out at your house trying to put you in a closet. Easy now, everybody. We're just building them a little studio.
Oh, Rich.
Home style.
Okay.
What's up,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, it's still working good, man. Thanks for the studio.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm thinking, man, I'm still kind of on team tank, but I'm thinking the defense, I just feel like we're going to make like a little 180 here and start climbing the defensive ranks. You know, I feel like we have a good chance of, call it Whistle Pig optimism, but I don't know if I should stay team tank or feel like we're going to make a run at this thing, but I guess the next couple games will, you know, tell us what we're thinking on that. Salute, everybody. Love you.
There he goes. Yeah, I just don't want 8-8-1. I think that'd be the worst possible scenario. Sure. Just outside the playoffs, pick 16, pick 17. Yeah. That's the only scenario I don't want. Either you know, win it up or tank it up. One of the two. Okay, do we have time for a couple more, you think?
I lost Magic Mike. I had you on there, Magic. I was looking for your brother, but the last one we got on deck, Mike and Garland. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, brother?
I'm drinking some quality H2O. Good quality. Yeah, man, I was thinking, man, the Cowboys defense sucks. Maybe we need Ricky Bobby. I mean, so I know y'all talk about Texas Tech, but I feel like y'all don't give enough props to him. I mean, they're winning, but it's the way they're winning and how much they're winning by. Like BYU this past week.
Sure.
BYU, I think, was ranked number 8, number 7.
Yeah.
And they beat them by double digits. They didn't just beat them, but they killed them. Like, they destroyed them. Their defense. So they always had a good offense, but they never had a good defense. And now they have a good defense and offense. I think they can make it the final, even though, I mean, quarterfinals.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Mike. Let's get Brian's thoughts on that. What do you think of Tech?
I like Tech a lot. I mean, I think they're well coached. I watched David Bailey today, their edge rusher, and I'll tell you what, man, he is one of those guys that could be an absolute difference maker. When you watch, there's several of these guys, these edges, where it's Bain from Miami, you know, and we've talked a little bit about Bailey, Parker from Clemson, Falk from Auburn. There's going to be a good group of edge rushers here. But Texas Tech overall, though, they've done a great job of playing the NIL game, and they've got a really good understanding too of what players they need to have and how it fits their schemes defensively, offensively. You know, spending money the right way. It's one thing to spend the money; it's one thing to be able to evaluate. I think Joey McGuire and that staff have done a really good job.
Yeah,
and they talk about that. I mean, he creates that thing almost like an NFL team. He's got guys in house that grind on tape. They look at the other possibilities for the ability to go grab somebody if they need an offensive lineman or a defensive tackle. They'll get the money together. They'll go. I think Texas Tech is clearly going the right way. The way Joey's got it set up, and like I say, they got a guy like David Bailey, who is a hell of a pass rusher, who could give a lot of teams problem with that first step.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think we all know a lot of Tech people in our lives, and they get so excited, and for the first time in 17 years, they're actually in this thing, and it's a lot of fun to see, and I'm sure we'll be talking more about them as, you know, January approaches. Okay, thanks to everybody for participating in What You're Drinking and What You're Thinking. We do it every Friday at 5 here on The Fan. Got the G-Bag of the Day in LA Live coming up next here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
For you. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks to everybody for participating in What You Drinking and What You Thinking. That was a lot of fun to get caught up with. It's brought to you every Friday by Jake's Burgers here on 105.3 The Fan. Home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. Monday Night Football is on the schedule. So we'll have the pregame for you Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock with Chiafalo and Broadus, and then the postgame with Wolchuk and Broadus. Both the Nosebleed Boys out today. Send them some love on social. Let them know that they are missed. ESPN did a recap of baseball's GM meetings. I have a couple of minutes to recap what they're saying about the Rangers as we get ready here for the G-Bag of the Day and then LA Live. So maybe I'll have time for Mariners and Astros as well. But here's what they have to say. The takeaways are coming out of the GM meetings with your Texas Rangers. They rode a high-powered offense to the championship in 23. Since then, they've ranked 27th in on-base plus slugging, prompting the team to miss the playoffs back-to-back years, including 25 when the team boasted the lowest ERA in the majors, still finished 9 games back in the West. Okay, so you knew that. It's just a reminder of how bad this has been and how drastically, how aggressive they need to be trying to swing for a shift on offense. They say the expectation throughout the industry is that the Rangers will cut payroll in pursuit of getting younger under Skip Schumaker, with outfielder Adolis Garcia seen as a prime trade candidate. But the Rangers downplayed that idea of cutting costs simply for the sake of cutting costs this winter. Quote, we're going to have a payroll that's high enough for us to win, said CY. We've got a great core group in place, and we are in a great position that we don't have to make any moves to accommodate payroll, to buy payroll flexibility, so to speak. We're expecting to win with whatever number that we have. What's your expectations for these Rangers, Brian? You know how much fun we had a couple of years back. I would hate to believe that it's going to be a while before we get back to that kind of spot, but that's what I feel. I feel like it's a long shot to compete right now.
Well, we'll see what happens with the pitching and all that. I saw where it looked like to me there were a couple of arms that were going to other places. You know, Mally, I was just looking at free agent projections and stuff like that. It didn't seem like that anybody was signing with the Rangers. But you were losing a couple of pitchers, you know, along the way. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see how that all, you know, our guy is we got from Arizona might be going back to Arizona.
Yeah, Kelly.
Kelly's going, you know, and then they're talking about that Mally might end up with the A's, believe it or not. But, you know, the A's have got to find a way to start, you know, building the roster. But I'm just saying a lot of it, the pitching was outstanding.
Yeah.
And can you ever get it like that? The defense was outstanding as a team. You know, the hitting. I mean, that's something that I don't know. Am I going to go there again and surprise and watch 5 days of Texas Rangers baseball and like, wow, they've got it.
Laser shows.
Oh, here we go.
20-run games.
Yeah, they're going to score all these runs.
I think Higashioka and Berger hit bombs every day we watch.
I don't know. That's the thing. I think that pitching is going to be fine. I trust CY, but I just wonder, you know, how's the evaluation going to be this time around? You know, is he going to be able to do anything? Like I said, I think the team is pretty much set as is, Dawson. It didn't sound like to me they're going to make anything, any different types of moves. So, you know, I'm kind of taking I don't know, because I felt like it was going to be a team that was going to be very competitive. And for the first part of the season, it wasn't because of the hitting. And yeah. I worry about that again if you don't change anything.
It's going to be non-household names having career seasons that I think could steer this thing back into top 10 offense land. The Mariners are looking at Josh Naylor and trying to figure out if they want to be financially committed going into luxury tax threshold in order to keep him. He was a big part of their run. And the Astros not expected to be able to retain Framber Valdez, who you know, is one of their better pitchers. They're going to be leaning more on a depth guys to step up than they have really since their decade of AL West dominance began back in 2017. All right, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Check, check, check. Does my mic sound nice? Check one.
Yep.
Does my mic sound nice? Check two. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. I'm not from the city, it's just my initials. Have you seen anything I should be playing this weekend for the next week or whatever?
Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. I'll go through that. I'll go through it, promise you. Maybe Sunday afternoon, because I have a busy schedule this weekend. Busy schedule. Nobody cares about my schedule, really. Uh-huh. All right, our winner and champ so far is Mr. Eric Chiafalo. This is day two, going for three of this champion audio right here. He started off the show the other day with a love letter to Nico Harris.
Fortune favors the bold. So exciting, exciting things fell our way.
You, Nico Harrison. You didn't just rip our hearts out. You tossed them in a blender of betrayal. You chugged the smoothie of heartbreak, and you crapped it out. And then you urinated all over it. Your sick, selfish hatred for Fupa Fat Boy, beer-chugging superstars who drop 30-point triple-doubles in their sleep and carry teams to the finals on their big-ass backs sent us spiraling down into the sewage of the sport. And you traded our guy for an older, fatter, glass-boned big man who's played in maybe 30% of the games that you dragged him here. Defense wins championships, huh? What wins is fat, pale loaves of European bread rising to the occasion. Just ask the Nuggets. Luka was our loaf. Home-baked, yeast-perfected, a once-in-a-millennium crust, the kind of talent most cities wait a lifetime to sniff. The basketball gods handed us a miracle, straight from our German goat loaf to this Slovenian masterpiece, and you wiped your hidey with it. You rubbed it in our faces, and then you jammed Anthony Davis pipe dreams and two-year windows down our throats. Windows held open with toothpicks over the most fragile roster in the league. Misfortune favors the incompetent, Nico. Ooh. A wise man once said, people are either showers or growers in this life. But Nico Harrison, he's both.
Sound off like he got a pair, sir.
He did. He won everything right there. G-Bag of the Day, 6 o'clock sound off. G-Bag of the Year, probably.
Sound off like you got a pair. Hey, Friday. I've been waiting for this. All right, dang. Sheesh. All right, let's go to Stephen A. Smith on Sirius XM. Normally, I would not play Stephen A. Smith audio because I don't like Stephen A. Smith's face. I don't like anything about Stephen A. Smith, really. But a caller accused him of stroking LeBron. I guess stroking his ego.
Mm.
I guess so.
Well, you're looking at me like that.
All right.
LeBron, dude. I don't know. The time has come. He's gone. It's over for him, brother. It's over for him. I don't know why you keep stroking him. Come on, dude. Why you keep stroking him like that? Now, when he comes back, he's
going to... Hold it! I'm a man. Don't accuse me of stroking anybody.
There you go.
Number one. Especially another dude.
Might be Stephen A. Smith's best moment in years.
Yeah. Hold it!
Hold it! When he talked about Jason Whitlock.
Oh, jeez.
That's probably like my Stephen A. Smith highlight.
Yeah.
That right there, we agreed that day. Yeah.
Oh, he put him in a body
and he
bag.
Was so nasty to him.
He did.
You fat SOB.
I'll get in that triple XL body bag where I put you.
Now, this is not one, but I want to use it for drops later, so I have to introduce it to the audience, you know?
Okay.
The V Cup. The V Cup. It's a basketball league in Philippines.
Okay.
Wow. Part of V Sports. Yeah, that's crazy.
Sounds like you'd pick something up at an adult shop for the lady.
The V Cup.
Yeah. Got you the new V Cup, honey. Think of me when you use it.
The V Cup is crazy. What a crazy name. But a ref pushed a player.
Uh-oh.
And the broadcasters reacted. I'm taking some drops from these broadcasters.
Jason Perkins.
Jason Perkins. Oh, wait a minute.
Is that counted? Oh! Uh-oh. Oh! Look at this! I can't believe it! Referee and the players are fighting! Oh, no! This is not good! Oh!
This is not good.
There's oh, no, and this is not good.
Oh, no.
Oh,
this is not good. Being a Cowboys fan, I'm pretty sure I can use that pretty soon.
Somewhere.
At some point. A lot of fights over the past weekend when it comes to college sports. There was some in basketball. I seen Texas State got into a fight out there. There's a whole lot of fights. We even had one in Grambling and Bethune-Cookman. They had a brawl.
After,
40 players suspended.
Yeah.
40 players suspended.
Yeah.
All skate.
There was coaches and players fighting each other out there. Wow.
Coaches were slapping players.
It was football?
It was crazy.
That happened in soccer about 4 or 5 months ago. This old FC Dallas player who's a coach now, I actually played in a World Cup. There was like a U-17 game. He's out there fighting multiple kids, like backtracking. And dude's like almost 60. He was actually holding his own pretty good.
Good for him.
He's a world-class athlete.
Because you can get washed up by these kids.
Dude, you can't. Be careful.
You get washed.
They are not intimidated.
No, at all. Listen to this commentary right here as these girls record the fight between Gramlin and Bethune-Cookman. You say that's why y'all in the swag.
That's why you're in the swag.
It's crazy.
Ghetto.
You could not pay me enough as a rent-a-cop to run into a fight of football players.
No, they're all padded up.
Yeah.
No.
Helmets.
Give me some pads.
They're crazy fighting each other.
Yeah.
I'm going to need instant quadruple overtime.
And they They were punching each other in the face mask and everything. Just bad decisions.
Even then, it's got to be like a flat $500 fee to go even walk out there and try to disperse the crowd.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, though. I did see the fight, Lucius, though. The kid from Gramlin, one of them got his helmet knocked off. And instead of backing up, like, he was going in.
Yeah.
Like, he had no helmet on going in.
Just
to,
blind
like,
rage.
Just trying to, like, and usually when your helmet gets knocked off, you back way up and hope somebody can kind of protect you.
Give me a new helmet.
But he went straight in. Like, no, I'm gonna keep fighting here, even without his helmet.
People say they're tired of jersey swaps. Yeah. Last weekend showed you. You ain't gotta worry about it, fam. This next generation is not swapping jerseys.
No, it's but it is fun. I think the fans enjoy it. You know, good fight after the game. Especially if you lost, at least we have a chance to win this fight.
Yeah.
Whoop 'em.
Yeah. All right, now you talked about old men versus some young kids. We have an old man. I call him Freaky Old Man. It's not his fault I call him Freaky Old Man, but he tried to do some trash talking with some youngins, and he just got lost, you know? Yeah. The trash talk just got lost.
You're the one that said, "F you, do."
Yeah.
Did you not say that?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Freedom of speech, that's not a crime. And you hit our car.
You can't tell me, "F
you." Yeah, I can.
Okay. Then get out and try to F me.
Come on. My God. That's crazy.
Come on. Get out and try to F.
Come on.
Dude, this is home.
You want some of this old man? Come on.
No, I don't. Really, I don't. I don't want
to. Why don't you come on out here and try it, dude?
That is epic. No,
hold on, I got you one more time, bro.
Come on out here.
And you hit our car.
You can't tell me.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Then get out and try to f*** me.
That's crazy.
I'm good, bro. Reminds me of one of the best scenes from the Tom Green movie, Freddy Got Fingered. If you haven't seen that, maybe check that out. Funny
I gotta
scene.
Go back and rewatch that.
Yeah. Come on out here and try to bleep me. Is it our champ Eric Chiafalo, a two-time champ looking for three? Is it Stephen A. Smith on Sirius XM reacting to allegations he was stroking LeBron? Ref pushes player at the V Cup, not a nominee. Grambling and Bethune-Cookman got to wrestling and tussling.
Tussling.
And old man trying to trash talk the youngsters. Man, that's hilarious. I would vote for that, but I fear that one of you would vote for that, and then Eric would lose. So I'm going to vote for the chief. Brian, how about you? Or Lucius, how about you?
I'm going to go with that old man.
Alrighty, Brian.
I'm going to vote for chief.
There you go. Good job.
By a score of 2-1, and still your G Bag of the Day champion. It's the chief. He'll be back on Monday with 2 hours of G Bag Nation, and then the Cowboys pregame show starting at 4 o'clock as they'll be in Las Vegas trying to open up the post bye week schedule with a dub. Here in the Pip Cup is Lucius in LA Live.
You see the solicitors on the fan text want you to say hello to, and happy birthday to somebody.
I haven't looked in a little bit. Oh, or our old buddy Ben.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Apparently, salute. I guess. Shout out to Ben though.
Yep.
All right, let's get into a Feel Good Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick J.
Bam!
All right, you squares.
Fire up.
up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Hoo-yah!
Everybody get high.
Sports. Your kid's good. That's great. Doesn't leave the field, loves it, practices on their own. Fantastic. But if your kid's like my kid, you gotta drag him out of bed, doesn't want to be there, shows up, fakes an injury halfway through. Are you gonna go down there? No, he's faking. I'm not going down there. I'm telling you, he's faking. Every weekend, driving to a different place for a tournament where they can get their ass kicked by bigger kids who care more. My friends call me up. They don't understand. They're like, where are you this weekend? I'm Modesto.
Cleaver.
Why the f*** are you in Modesto?
Waxahachie.
Well, somebody thinks they're a shooting guard, and I'm trying to be a good father. That's why I'm in Modesto.
Yes, that weekend. Shout out to the families out there. You know, you got to do your thing. You got to do your thing. Take the kids to the games.
Oh,
LA Live is... Oh, sorry. Excuse me. LA Live for Friday, November 14th, 2025. This is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live, people. We made it. Another week of 2025 in the books. Another historic week of 2025 in the books. Every week of 2025 has been historic if you're paying attention. Because we are living in a particular time here, people. We are living in a particular time. But let's enjoy this weekend here safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner. Please don't be on DFW scanner because that is a scary, scary place to be. In other words, don't crash out like this young lady from D.C. She was lunching. Ain't that how they say it in D.C.? D.C. slang? She was launching. Got a 12-year-old girl. How old is 12? Is that middle school?
Yeah, sixth grade.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a 12-year-old girl right here arrested by D.C. police in connection with multiple robberies.
Oh, geez.
This is a crash out. And the girl acted with other minors, other little delinquent knuckleheads, just causing chaos out here. Middle schoolers. How many middle schoolers do you think you can beat up at one time?
As long as they're not the stars on the football team,
yeah,
probably 12.
Wow. That's a lot of middle schoolers.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go with like four. I could probably get four at one time, maybe. After a while, man.
I think they have to worry about them knocking you down.
Yeah, they're going to beat you up. You're on the ground.
Yeah, like they're gonna go behind you and they're going to push you over them. You know, they'll be on the ground and stuff.
Okay, I mean, these are like trained middle schoolers.
These are just middle schoolers.
Just middle schoolers. They're going to be terrified when I hit the first one. No.
So they're going to hear that crack in the face.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, my God.
No, back up.
Help. I mean, they're still terrified. At that age, I was watching, like, what is that? America's Most Wanted and panicking.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You know?
Yeah.
The fear factor.
Compository sketch, man, scared the hell out of me, bro.
But you give me one kid from the wrestling team, he'll probably whoop me.
Yeah.
You know? He'll probably scoot me.
Well, these kids right here, they robbed a dude. On his bike, this man went to the grocery store. He had his groceries with him. You know how you put your groceries on the handlebars type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
They threw another bike out there in his path. He fell. Then they took his bike and some of his groceries and bounced.
Wow, that's an interesting technique.
Causing chaos. Luncheon! Yeah. What else did they do right here? They also snatched a man off of his electric scooter. And they took his scooter and his phone.
Same technique, or did they go with the wire across?
They grabbed his backpack while he was on his scooter and made him fall.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Holy smokes, man. Just out here wilding a 12-year-old girl charged with several armed robberies. Let's go to Fox.
Sharkeesha?
Sharkeesha, no! Let's go to Fox 5 DC for this report right here, man.
People are stunned that the robbery suspect is just 12 years old. And then this past Sunday, that's when police tracked down one of the suspects, that 12-year-old girl, charging her with all the robberies. People who live in the neighborhood are shocked that the suspect is so young.
God, where her mother at? Where this little girl mother at? Where they role models at? Where's the adults?
That's the question we all are trying to figure out.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Was that man on the street?
Yeah, it was man on the street. You got to see his eyes.
It's like, whoa.
He's got some real serious eyes in his
gosh.
Like, he instantly became a meme the way he reacted to this. Well, hi, mama. Yeah. Where everybody at? There was another kid, 17 years old, charged with...
Maybe we need to get to National Guard in Washington, D.C.
I thought they were there.
I thought they're somewhere else. They're
I thought they were there.
Be, yeah.
They're at the National Monument. They need to be out there in them streets.
The streets.
In the streets, yeah. The 17-year-old charged with 6 incidents of armed carjacking. And 1 unarmed carjacking. 17 years old. I feel like somebody sent him up on a mission because he's a minor. Hey, go do this for me. They won't charge you with the same thing. They will charge me. I don't know, man. But
be careful with that, though.
God, they're crashing out there. Hey, that's what that, remember those people used to run into the stores and just grab stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was, they were being set up in
a sense. Smash and grab?
Yeah, the smash and grabs. Or just go out there and just grab clothes and walk on out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple at home minding their business. They were the ones sending people out there to go do that.
We'll pay a suburban you to go couple. Rob everything, because if you get locked up, it'll be for 30 days in juvie.
Won't be nothing, brother. It won't be nothing. Y'all be
careful.
I mean,
some of these states are changing it up, though, to making it like we're going to charge you as an adult younger and younger, you know?
Clearly, then you need to do something.
I tell you, there's a lot of videos out now about the shoplifters. Like, they get them outside the store, and you're not looking at my basket. You're not, you know, and they're like, well, no, we are going to look. You shoplifted here, and then.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of that going on.
They try
on.
To keep the basket. Like, if I get caught out there like that, I'm letting you have the basket. I'm booking.
Yeah, that see the
they're
people
they're fighting you back and forth over the basket that they just stole.
Yeah, they're trying to like that. Some of the people like should leave, but the people who are filming them and stuff are not letting them leave. They're like waiting for the authorities to come take them and stuff like that. So it's crazy out there, man.
I'm not crashing out for Costco unless they pay
me.
No,
you know? Yeah. I'll tell you what though, they got some good crab legs every once in a while. I think I might. Yeah.
They sure do. Here's a weekend warning, folks.
This weekend safety briefing: do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If
jail.
You do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I'm just going to empty out the folder right here in the remaining minutes of LA Live so I won't have anything to carry over to next week. It bogs down the system. The engineers get mad at me and whatnot. On Monday, Friday, I did talk about Jocelyn Hernandez. I got a lot of Jocelyn Hernandez clips in here. She's the host of one of the worst shows of all time. It's on the Zeus Network. You have to pay to get to this network.
She's a mean woman.
She's a mean woman.
She's mean.
I got some clips of here. Should I play some of these Johnson clips? Let's see.
Yeah, if you like mean people.
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching the hell out of it. Jocelyn's Cabaret. She's just talking to these girls. Crazy. And she's physically violent with them. Someone was sleeping in her bed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember she sneezed or somebody coughed?
Yeah.
She got all mad because people were coughing.
Don't cough while I'm talking.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Why am I finding now somebody sleeping in my bed? Who slept in my bed? Was that you, Miss Hennessy?
I don't know where your bed is.
The master bedroom.
I don't know which one is the master
bedroom. The biggest bedroom in the house where I told y'all bitches not to go to.
Oops.
If I find out you're being entitled, I'm going to get rid of you. Do you understand me?
Yes, ma'am.
If I find out you're being the slightest entitled, when I told y'all not to go in my master bedroom, and you find your way there, and I find out you did that on purpose just to show your ass or show the girls you got some type of bossing that's going around here, you will be going home tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God, I love it. I'm going to watch some more of those.
And they don't want to get kicked out. Do they get kicked out of the place?
They get kicked out and kicked on.
Yeah.
They get beat up, man.
So they want to stay on as long as they can.
They want to stay on.
Yeah, so they have to be that way,
to
right?
be a part of Jocelyn's cabaret. Yeah.
Oh, that's the prize?
Yeah. You get to be a part of our cabaret situation.
Is that like a cat house or a strip club?
It's a...
cabaret.
Like a burlesque show, kind of?
Okay. Yeah, show. Okay. Yeah.
Strippers, dancers, choreographed. Hey, on Tuesday we had breaking news. Nico Harrison, out of there! We got him!
See you later.
We got him! And then my sister, my baby sister, not my pharmacist sister, but my little baby sister, she works for a prominent pastor here in the DFW area. She decided to pull some auditions on me. I seen some voice notes in my messages for some reason. And she said she wanted to do breaking news on the fan.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, DFW? It's your girl, Queen, and I got some breaking news for you. The Dallas Mavericks have fired GM Nico Harrison after 4 years with the team. Give us a call right now, 1-800-105-3-THE-FAN, and tell us your thoughts. Do you think they should have let him go, or should we have let him stay for a couple of more seasons? Let us know. Give us a call.
Let us know. Yeah. Give us a call.
That's good, though.
I guess, bro. She's never done this. She's trying to be funny. She said she was bored.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. She said she even does commercials.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, DFW? Actually, I thought about it.
Where's that? Dog, is that it? Is he trying to jump up the call? Is that the internet? Oh, here we go. Yeah. Shoot.
Hey, what's up, DFW? Have you just gotten hidden again? Well, give my guys at the law firm in Dallas a call. Let them know Queen sent you. Call 1-800, I just got hit again. And they'll help you get a lot of money.
One taking it.
Did you just got hit again?
You got 1-800, got hit again.
Have you just gotten hidden again?
Did you just got hitting again?
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. She was so bored. She tried to chum up the callers. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, DFW? It's your girl, Queen. Are you bored? Do you want to hear a different song? Well, give us a call. 1-800-105-3-THE-FAN. Just call us, and we'll play whatever you want us to play. We got a lot of songs waiting to play. So just give us a call. Call us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know, man. Wild stuff. Here's how she ended it.
Yo, what's up, DFW? Actually, I thought about it. I don't think we play music on our station. So if you want us to talk about a different sport, call us. We can talk about football, basketball, volleyball, baseball, pickleball, golf, tennis, whatever you like. Just give us a call, and we'll talk about your favorite sport right here on The Fan Live. Just call us, 1-800-THE-FAN. Call us again, please.
Please.
Again. I like it, though.
That sounded like my first 6 months of The Fan when Baby was like, make the phone ring.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to do that. Yeah. We're just talking to people.
Yeah.
She sounds like she could be one of those DJs when you're playing Grand Theft Auto and you're changing the dial.
Oh, my God, dog. That is crazy that you said that, because my response was, you need a channel on GTA.
Okay.
Oh, right. My God.
All right. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
How'd you? Man, come on, dog. It's crazy, Dawson. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. Y'all be safe this weekend. I'll be Black Monday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water. Y'all be safe. I'm out. Holla.
There he goes, LA Live, every night about 5:40. Here's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. We got four down, one to go. The C-Note coming up next. The new guys are talking. Plus, how about this angle on George Pickens? What do you make of the reality of the last three games compared to the previous three? That's next here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.